Surprise.
It was a Friday afternoon, March 9th, 1990. I was in a budget meeting in Don Chafee's office. Don Chafee was the academic vice president. And D. Wagner came across the hall, knocked on the door, and said, "You have a phone call from Ray Knapp, the chairman of the Board of Trustees." I thought, okay, anything to get out of a budget meeting, so I went across the hall. And it wasn't Ray Knapp, it was Sister Aquinas calling for Ray Knapp, asking if I could meet with Ray Knapp in Brown Center. And I thought, well, sure, I can meet with the chairman of the board. So I said, yes, I'll be right over. And I got in the car and started thinking, what the heck would the chairman of the Board of Trustees want to see the dean of students about at 3:30 on a Friday afternoon? So I'm driving over there, and in my mind I'm trying to think, what the heck could it be? And the night before I had been in the newspaper relative to an issue regarding a basketball coach, Larry Randall, and not re-signing Larry Randall to another contract as coach of the men's basketball team. So what went through my mind is this has something to do with Larry Randall, the basketball coach who wasn't rehired, who's probably Ray Knapp's best friend, and this could cost me my job. So I'm driving over, and I'm ambivalent, but beginning to get a little steamed about why in the hell the chairman of the Board of Trustees would get involved with a basketball coach. So I pull into the Brown Center parking lot, I walk in the front door, and there's Norbert Ruby, president once removed, second president of Aquinas College. And Norbert Ruby says to me, "Lightning is about to strike," which I interpreted to mean, "I'm going to be fired." So I walk into the small office. It was Sister Aquinas' office. She was director of Emeritus College at the time. There's Ray Knapp, chairman of the Board of Trustees. Sister Aquinas, I believe, was vice chair at the time, and myself. And Ray Knapp says to me, "We would like you to serve as acting president of Aquinas College. Dr. Peter O'Connor has a bad back, intends to resign the presidency, and we would like you to serve as acting president." Well, what went through my mind was, don't just walk out of here, run, because this is not anything you want to take on. But I really had a sense of calling, unlike I've ever had before, a sense that this is something I should do. So I, perhaps all too quickly, said, yes, I'll do it, thinking that it would be on an interim basis and that's something I could do for 6 months or maybe even a year if need be. And so on that basis, on that Friday afternoon, I said yes to the job. So that's